Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, but are you living like you're actually giving an account to God for every word, every post, every choice? In this short devotional, we unpack Romans 14 and ask hard questions. Are you confusing God's absolutes with your personal preferences? And are you hurting your brother in the name of freedom? Discover how to hold firm to biblical truth, honor your conscience, and still walk in sacrificial love in the public square. Stay with me because this could reshape how you live your faith online, at church, and in the government. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this series, Absolutes and the Principles of Conscience. We are diving into Romans chapter 14, and we're trying to ensure that we are aligned with God's word, not in our own desires or in our own ways, but with what it actually says. We also don't want to take something that may be an option for Christians or believers and make it absolute. So how do we handle this? How do we serve each other out of love for each other? Again, I feel like I have to say this every time because I think when we think of love, we're thinking of appeasement. That is not the definition of love. It's patience. It's kindness. It is keeping no record of wrong. It's sacrificial love of laying down your life for your brother. So that is the type of love I am talking about. Hey, if you are enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It is greatly appreciated because it helps us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. If you're contemplating whether or not you should support us, here's what we do. We defend and advance biblical values in the public square. And how do we do that? We preach the gospel message to every county, to every nook and cranny in the state of Washington. And we really make sure that our elected officials first know that we are praying for them. We're praying for their salvation. We're praying that they change and transform. And then we want to be wise counsel to them so that they can create good policies as we go. So for some elected officials, we're starting out with salvation, right? We need that. Others, we are praying for that. We also work with pastors and we want them to be saved and to know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then also to be inspired that to preach the whole counsel of God's word. So we work both in the church realm and in the government realm. And if you're considering, hey, should I partner with these guys? Any amount really does help us. If you want to have biblical values at the center of Washington State instead of progressive worldview values, then we are the ministry for you to support. So thank you so much. We'd love to have you join us as a financial partner. All right, so let's dive into Romans chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 14. Clean things, tender conscience. And so we're going to talk about this verse. I'm going to read the verse we're going to focus on and then go back up. It says, I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. So that's the verse we're going to focus on, but I want to give you some of the context. It says, verse 11, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess and give praise to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Isn't that important? One day, each one of us will give an account of ourselves over to God. And this is why you can't simply kind of segregate your life where you're like, man, I got my 1 hour of church on Sunday and there I'm just holy unto the Lord. But man, when I step into the public square or on social media or somewhere else, I just get to be my own person and tell people off and tell them how it is. And no. You can be bold in truth and confident in truth, yet you can do it in a way that brings honor and glory to God. Because we're going to give an account of every careless word, every careless post, everything that we are doing. So we want to be careful of that. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or stumbling block in a brother's way. So sometimes when we hear verses like that, we will hear people say, well, I want to live this way, so just don't judge me. Okay, wait a minute. If it's an absolute It's not that I'm judging you. I'm loving you enough to tell you God says very clearly on that particular topic or subject that he does not approve of that. And so when you stand before God, I want you prepared by the blood of Jesus Christ, washed by faith through grace as a free gift, to be able to stand with your head held high, and that you will understand the mercy and grace of Almighty God. I do not want you to stand before God and to hear that you are a worthless servant. That's one way it says in Ezekiel, I think it is. So I want you to be ready when you stand before God. So that's why judging each other is not removing all discernment and coddling sin. That's not what it means. He's talking about principles of conscience. In other words, foods we eat or days we celebrate, things that are not gospel-centered, but God, through his relationship with us, may convict some people of certain things and others he won't. So he says, I know and am convinced in the Lord that nothing is unclean in itself. So maybe you like to have a pork chop and someone says, I don't eat pork. Maybe you like to have a steak and someone says, I don't eat meat. Well, those are principles of conscience. Maybe you like bacon. Maybe you don't. I'll pray for you. I'm just kidding. But we see that these areas are principles of conscience. Maybe you say, hey, I believe that on Saturday is the day I should worship the Lord. Maybe you say it's Sunday. Well, and some of you say it's every single day. Well, that's between you and the Lord. I would encourage you not to segregate your life and every day bring attention to God and to glorify God and worship him and him alone. But maybe I'm talking about your time set aside to go in and be with the other believers in Christ. You get to decide that. Make sure that you're not elevating that to the level of salvation. But you get to decide that. So it says, nothing is unclean in itself, but to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. So that is our verse today. And we have to ask ourselves, how do we walk out of love for our brother? Here's our big idea for today. Things may be clean in themselves, yet still become spiritually dangerous when handled without love or conscience. I know that sometimes people can watch certain movies, and others of us, I don't know, whenever I watch violent movies or these kind of things, oftentimes I dream about that at night. And so it's very difficult for me to watch those things. Those are principles of conscience. Are you thinking carefully enough about the conscience attached to each issue? So I want to be clear, like abortion and killing our kids is not a principle of conscience. That's an absolute. Cannot do that. How much we tax some item, that's a principle of conscience. You know, I think government should be limited to punishing evil and protecting the innocent. I think everything else outside of that, it's pretty clear in scripture. In my mind, how I read scripture is not the responsibility of the government, but a lot of those areas are principles of conscience. Do I believe in divided power? I think that is an absolute. I think God is the only one that should have centralized power. You know, do I believe in, I mean, we could just go down the list over and over. So think through those things as you go. For if it is because of food your brother is hurt, then you are no longer walking according to love. Do not destroy with your food him for whom Christ died. And so walking in that accordance with love. Let's go really quickly over to Ephesians chapter 1 and look at verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the spiritual places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him in love. So I love this because he says he chose us before the foundations of the world. In other words, God, through his foreknowledge, knows us. And what did he choose us? To be holy. So whatever your conscience says, you need to be holy in that. To be blameless, you should not have a conscience that is contrary to the word of God and his absolutes. But also, if the Holy Spirit's convicted you of something, you should not live contrary to that and before him. And that should all be done in love. So I hope that you'll walk out today and say, how do I serve my brother and sister? How do I make sure that I'm walking with an appropriate conscience before God? And to know that God, on certain areas, I'm not talking about the absolutes, I'm talking about the gray areas, you might say, the Holy Spirit interacts with us and lets us know whether those areas are glorifying or not glorifying for us to do. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do pray that you would go before us today. God, in your absolutes, life, death. You know, just the things that are so abundantly clear in your scripture. God, let us hold tightly to those and to really know that that is a closed-handed item. But those areas that are gray, maybe it's what foods we eat, whether we eat certain types of foods, whether days we celebrate, God, help us to have a life or a heart that reflects your glory, God, that responds to your Holy Spirit as you lead us and guide us. Maybe it's the movies or entertainment that we have. God, we know that there's lines. Like you tell us we can't look at pornography because that's looking at another person's nakedness. That's an absolute. But God, there's maybe other lines that we just don't know. You know, whether it's certain types of movies or videos that we watch, God, that don't cross over the pornography line, but they maybe are principles of conscience. So guide us and direct us in those things. God, we do pray for our pastors today. We pray that they will walk blameless and holy and worthy of their calling, that they would walk with you in such a way that they would know you in a deep and intimate way. God, if there's any of our pastors that aren't saved, I pray that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they would preach the whole counsel of God's word. We pray for our elected officials. We pray for Governor Bob Ferguson. We pray for his salvation. We pray for President Trump and his salvation. God, we pray for county commissioners and city council members. God, let them know them. Let them know you. And let them walk after you in true repentance and a heart that glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.